Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print tonight. Another article written by a woman and some studies that say, men, you benefit so much from marriage. Why do you not want to get married anymore? And then by the end of the argument, they bring up all the reasons why we don't want to get married. And we kind of say, ta-da, and thank you for making our argument. And we call it quits and we're out. I'm going to jump right into it. We've got a lot to go over. And I don't want to miss anything. And I don't want to go terribly, terribly long here. They say marriage disproportionately benefits men.
You sound insane. Do you realize that?
And this is by Renata Gomes. Renata Gomes, I think is how it's pronounced. This is from like a week ago. Marriage benefits men more than it does women. Married men are happier and healthier than their unmarried counterparts. Their careers also benefit, and married men are more likely than unmarried men to be in the top 1% of earners. Okay, let's break this down. I've done other videos on this, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. You can go back and look at my older videos if you want more proof. Married men are happier and healthier. No and no. Married men are healthier only because their wives nag them to go get physicals and health checkups and things like that more often than single guys do, or more often than they're asked to. And happier, no. When they talk about single guys, they talk about bachelors and divorced guys. And when you take those numbers into it, the divorced guys actually bring the bachelors and married men are the same happiness. When you then take in the divorced guys, they bring the ratio way down. So if you've never been married or you've gotten away from it, and long enough that you've kind of recovered emotionally, you're just as happy as a married guy. So the only health benefit is the wife nags you to go take care of yourself. But I would say that once you're married, a lot of times, a lot of guys and gals will gain weight and will not take care of themselves as much as when they're in the market for dating, because you want to try to stay at your best. You're hitting the gym more and eating healthier when you're trying to attract someone. So that's really not proving out the way they want. They say, on the other hand, women's health doesn't improve significantly with marriage. That's because when they get divorced, they initiate it 70% of the time, so they're actually happier after the divorce. While I'd be the first to remind anyone that correlation does not imply causation, as someone who's deeply interested in studying human relationships and as a woman who's been married and asked for a divorce, I can't help but speculate. Why is it that popular culture depicts women as marriage-minded, but at the same time, women seem to be the ones who are quitting marriage in droves? What is it about marriage that disappoints women so deeply? Unrealistic expectations. And I'm going to jump right to that section, because she even says, women's high expectations for marriage. It's not unfair to ask, do women have too high expectations of marriage? Some people seem to think so. In her book 2010, in her 2010 book "Marry Him: The Case for Settling for Mr. Good Enough," Lori Gottlieb, and I just did a video on this as well, interviews several married women as well as psychologists, matchmakers, and relationship experts in an attempt to understand if there's really no good men out there anymore, or if women are just too picky. In defense of the picky women's argument, one advice stands out: single women expect too much of marriage. There you go. No surprises. A few twice married women interviewed for the book sounded the alarm. While they don't necessarily regret asking for a divorce from their first husbands, getting married for a second time required a dose of humility and made them recognize that, in retrospect, their first husbands weren't really that bad. They admit they probably could have stayed married had they realized that at the time. The men these women married next aren't perfect either. According to their own testimonial, they had to learn to tolerate imperfection in order to stay married the second time around. So what happened to their first husbands? They could have stayed married to them. I guess they weren't that bad after all, but I divorced them anyway. And how many of those men do you think are paying for alimony, child support, or something else? I bet you a good percentage of them. No surprises there. So They go down through here a little bit more, and they talk about the kind of the emotion part of it, and that men, women still end up doing more of the housework, even though men work more hours outside of the home. But that's not what I really wanted to talk about this. I'm going over to the study that they referenced in this article, And it says here, why men resist marriage even though they benefit the most from it. And this is from Scott Stanley. And this goes right back to what I just talked about, is they lumped the divorced guys in as single men because they're not married. But when you take the divorced guys out of the equation, single men and married men are just as happy as each other is. They say the fact that men are legendarily wary of marry is stranger than it first appears. Both men and women benefit from marriage, but men seem to benefit more overall. In addition to being happier, which I just talked about, healthier, because they get nagged by their wives to go get to the doctor, married men earn more money and live longer. Okay, they live longer until you take out the divorced men versus the single men. Again, if you look at never married men versus married men, the longevity goes away, the happiness goes away, and that all goes away. Now, do married men make more money? Yes, they do make up to 20% additional. However, they have to work a lot more. And how much more do you think that wife costs them? I bet it's a lot more than 20%. If I make, for a round number, $100,000 US, and it's just me, or I make $120,000 US, but I also have a wife, and maybe she wants to be a stay-at-home mom. Maybe she wants to have kids and stay home with them. Maybe she makes less. Maybe she makes $50,000, $60,000. And I'm using this as an example. Well, when you combine it all up, I have more money for just me. 20% does not cover the wife and the kids, even if she's making money, because a lot of times, and there's other studies on this I'm not going to get into in this video, a lot of times women, once they get married, want to leave the workforce. They want to be stay-at-home moms. So then it's all dependent on the guy. They jump down here further. Moreover, according to several studies dating around a decade ago, men are more likely than women to say it's better to get married than to go through single life. Among the unmarried, men are more likely than women to report they would prefer to be married. In other words, guys that have never been divorced and never been married say, I'd like to be married someday. Do you really think that's the best source to go to for how good marriage is for men? No. How about asking married men and divorced men how their marriage went out for them? I bet it wouldn't be quite as good. They also say, logically, then, men should be the ones pursuing marriage. They seem to view it as desirable, and they are more likely than women to gain major benefits from it, which we just poo-pooed. So why would men hesitate to tie the knot? I believe that men's resist marriage more than women, primarily because they believe marriage requires a substantial increase in their behavioral commitment, and they don't always feel ready for that transition. Three sources lend support to this theory. Qualitative focus groups research by Barbara DeFore Whitehead and David Popno presented in 2002, 20 years ago, the findings and conclusions of sociologist Steve Nock and the work of many colleagues and me on sacrifice and commitment. And they say, first, let's look at Whitehead's and Popno's research, which was published in 2002 report of the National Marriage Project. These two drew on discussions they conducted with 60 never-married men who came from a variety of religion, ethnic, and family backgrounds and ranged in ages from 25 to 33. These men reported that the main reason they resist marriage is that they can enjoy many of its benefits without actually getting married, i.e., sleeping with women. That's really the main reason guys like marriage, is that and having kids. And to have kids, they do want a wife and a good, strong family unit. But if they're just wanting to have fun in the bedroom, so to speak, they're getting that either with cohabitation or long-term date or even one-night stands now, really. I mean, this was done in 2002. Look how fast things have changed from 2002 until 2020. They say further, the reported experiencing almost no social pressures to marry, not from family, not from friends, and not from the families of the women they live with. They associated marriage with a number of increased responsibilities and with greater possibility of financial loss. I cannot imagine that such beliefs are any less prevalent now. They're not. They're actually a lot more prevalent. Now, why would they think they'd have increased responsibilities? Well, because now, instead of renting a place with the three or four buddies and just working, and if you don't have money, maybe you don't get the food that you want, and you go back to ramen noodles and ketchup sandwiches and some of the other things that poor guys in college will eat. And instead of maybe holding off on buying a new Xbox game, guess what? You have insurance, you've got a mortgage, you've got a car payment, you might have a wife's car payment, you've got school clothes. There's a lot of responsibility there. And so there is financial loss just getting married and having the family. But what happens when these women decide, he's not perfect, my expectations are too high, and she divorces him? Financial loss, like real financial loss. These men know this. So you can say, well, you might live a little longer. Yeah, but do I really want to live longer being harped at by a wife and having to work all these hours and bring home this extra money to support a family with all that extra responsibility? They say on a lighter note, men said that one benefit of not marrying was that if they were to marry, their girlfriend, now wife, would tell them what to do. There's jokes about this. I mean, there's hundreds of jokes. Happy wife, happy life. And honey, you didn't take out the garbage. And when are you going to mow the lawn? And blah, blah, blah. It's like she's your mommy. And women complain that, well, guys are lazy. Why are they lazy? Because they're not doing their chores. Why? Well, because I tell them to do something and they don't do it. Since when are you the owner of that guy? But see, if she wants it done, you need to do it for her when she wants it done, because that's what makes her happy, you see, and that is your responsibility. Now, women can say, well, if you don't like it, you shouldn't get married. Ding, 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 exactly right. And that's why guys are not getting married, because they don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be henpecked. They don't want to live longer having somebody harp at them all the time. They even directly hit this on the nose here. They say most scholars assume that a major reason for these benefits is wives' direct influence on their husband's behavior. This is why they live longer. That's your third beer tonight. Why don't you stop doing that? You need to go to the doctor to get that mole looked at. You've been working late every night, running yourself ragged. It's time to cut back. It seems younger men may ironically perceive this as a drawback and an aspect of marriage that is associated with good health and a longer life. So in other words, don't drink so much. No more enjoying the evening cigar. Stop doing that. Hey, you need to eat better. Hey, you need to go to the doctor more. Hey, you've been working yourself late every night, running yourself ragged. Why? Well, because I need to pay the bills and I need to be responsible for a family. Hey, that might have something to do with health. They say, second, according to work of sociologist Steve Knock, marriage changes men in fundamental ways. And this is what we don't want. Women want the men that they marry or date to change into the perfect guy that they want. Men, when they get married or they date long term, they want the woman to stay the woman they fell in love with. They don't want her to change. What happens? She nags at him to change and to get molded into who she thinks is the perfect husband, and she doesn't stay the same woman. She changes because she turns around and tries to mold some of her actions to change him. A perfect, and again, not all cases, but a perfect case in point. I've done videos on this. Women have said, I will hold bedroom fun away from my husband until he does what I ask, or until he corrects a behavior I dislike. You're trying to train him like he's Pavlov's dog over here. You ring a bell and he does something for you. Men don't want that. Men want very lazy, very laid back, very casual, an easy life. They say that his argument rests on the potency of the social role of husband. In general, he argued, men began to see themselves as fathers, providers, and protectors when they transition into marriage. Yes, of course, because you're supposed to, and you kind of have to if you're going to watch out for your family and be the strong male model that women want us to be. Because if he isn't a protector, he isn't a provider, and he's not a good father, you're certainly not going to stay with him. You're going to get divorced. What happens when you get divorced? Financial loss for him. So men almost become kind of indentured servants at this point, because if you don't do what she wants, she can leave you, take the kids, and you have to pay child support and maybe alimony. But you don't want that to happen because you want to keep your money and you want to keep your family together. So what do? You have to do what she says, because they file 70 to 80% of the time. So you're trapped now. In essence, you have to do what she wants. And yes, your life is going to change. They say these changes in identity are associated with behavioral changes. For example, men earn more income when they're married, they work more, they spend less time with friends apart from marriage and family, and spend more time with family and in the community in which the family is embedded. Causality can be argued, but research strategies designed to account for selection effects suggest that on at least some of these measures, marriage does have a causal impact. In Knox's thesis, marriage brings larger changes in identity for men, and those changes are all in the direction of the expectation of increased responsibility care for others. The daters are more scant on how women change when they get married. However, there seems to be less reason to believe that women have similar sense that they or their responsibilities will change dramatically when they get married. In other words, men, you need to remember, it's not who you are that's important. It's what you provide. You need to provide protection, security, income. You need to be there for your family. You don't have time to be there for your friends. You do make more money, but you have to work more. Why? To make sure you're a provider. And then when it all goes away, when she decides she's had enough, she walks away and takes a bunch of your crap. Nothing in here is proving your case. We've debunked everything in here. There's no reason to get married. There just isn't. And every point that they try to bring forward fails miserably. I'm going to give you a teaser on the next video I'm going to do right after this, because I didn't want to put it in the same one. But there's one where a woman that has been with a coworker and is now pregnant with him, guess what? She changed her mind after she did that. And then the other one is, I left my husband. I regret it so much. Can I have him back? I'm going to do that in a video right after that one, or this one, because I don't want it to go long. But it goes back to the women in here saying, you know what? I thought he should be perfect, but looking back, he wasn't so bad. And I wish maybe I could have stayed with him, or I wish I had been married. So watch for that video coming out next. All right, now it is time for our dating profile of the day. Now, first, let me thank the forums that I get these from. I'm not going to mention the forums I get them from, because I don't want these forums to get harsh feedback and brigading from angry gals. So I'm going to keep them quiet, but they're easily found with a couple of web search. All you have to do is understand where to look for good dating profiles, but it's not hard. All right, here we have a young lady. Now, here's the thing, gals. If people don't like used car salesmen. People don't like used car salesmen. And the reason why they don't is because they lie and they tell you the product is better than it actually is. This woman is the world's worst used car salesman. She does such a bad job at selling herself, she unsells herself. Here we go. She's 32. If you can't accept my kids, then you can't accept me. Accept is E-X-C-E-P-T, not A-C-C. Not accept. Does that make sense? If you can't accept me, then you can't accept me. If you can't accept my kids, then you can't accept me. So move on. My kids are number one and always will be, no matter what. And no man will ever come before my kids. Don't like it. Kick rocks. Mommy of three, faithful, loyal. Now, I'm having a hard time reading this because she uses literally zero punctuation. So she comes first and her kid and her kid and her kid. So the best you're going to come in is fifth place, just walking in. But if you're not okay with that, kick rocks, you. She says, I was wondering if she was going to say it in here, but of course she does. Mommy of three, faithful, loyal, single mom, love my kids. They are my world. There it is. I love to be outdoors, do stuff with my kids and dog, beach, parks, mud. I am not super skinny. I do have curves. I am working on myself to get back down to my weight goal after having twins kind of ruined my body, but I would not have it any other way. So, gentlemen, first of all, there is not any sentence structure in that entire paragraph. And there's capital and words smashed together and bad spelling. But you'd come in fifth place just to get started. She's overweight. She knows it. She's working down to it. However, the twins ruined her body, but she wouldn't have any other way. So there you are, guys. I hope if you're interested, good luck swiping. I hope you run into her. Guys, here's the thing. You know, too many times women are, you know, even in that other article, women are leaving marriage but it benefits men. So why aren't men getting married? Look, you can paint a piece of crap gold and sprinkle it with gold and say it's gold, men will still know it's gold-covered crap. You can say all you want about women quitting marriage and it benefits men the most, and I don't understand why men would not come to the table and get married. It benefits them so much. It's easily debunked. Men know what they get out of it, and they're not interested anymore. You can't fool us, and men are just out. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. If you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Hey, Satoshis. Hey, I'm always down for a little Satoshi action. I got my Bitcoin down below if you'd like to do it that route, because gosh knows it's growing very well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. Remember, you can paint in any color you want. We know when a bad deal is a bad deal, and we're just not interested.